Mark Igliagic Ortiz grew up in Barrow. A white man, he was one of the last to live a traditional nomadic life on the North Slope. Unlike others, he did not choose a native wife to accompany him on the ice. Instead, he found his mate, Denise, in Michigan, and with a little help from his father, got her to tie the knot.
Well, actually, my father proposed to my wife, Denise, for me. I was on the ice pack at the time and came home to find out that I was engaged to a girl from Michigan, very beautiful girl.
It wasn't quite as he said, his father proposing. It was, he'd already asked the question, but the formal exchanging of the ring occurred with his father and the rest of the family, of course.
We got married, and I brought her back to the Colville, put her on a snow machine sled, and we went back out onto the ice and spent the first month of our marriage living in a skin tent, traveling along the ice as I hunted seal. And she still wears clothes today that came from those seals we shot on our honeymoon.
I must admit, we have wonderful memories, and I wouldn't change a thing.
My first home on the Colville, I started in about 63. I was still in high school when I put the foundation. It was a piling into the permafrost and a framed home on top of it. After I married Denise, we started another home together. Again, it was on pilings, and it was predominantly scrap lumber that the oil companies were leaving behind that we found and used and made a two-story home again.
Double wall construction.
Yeah, basically you built a house, insulated it, and then you built another house inside of that and insulated it and put the wiring. We didn't have electricity very often because of the cost of the fuel, but we would have Coleman lamps and kerosene lamps. And then about once a month, we would start a generator and have wash day where we would bring water in, heat it all day long. We would do our laundry. Then the kids would get their baths, and then Denise would get her bath, and then in the last brown water, I would get my bath.
And then we'd use it to mop the floor.
Then we would mop the floor.
You make great use of all of that.
Right.
Denise and Mark Wartese's story was collected by the StoryCorps Alaska Project and will be archived at the American Folklife Center in the Library of Congress. Thank you.